Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to talk about making old sports new. And already we talked about underwater hockey in yesterday's lesson and chess boxing. That's combining or putting together chess and boxing. Today we have a couple more sports to talk about. But first I have a question for you. What sports do you think should go together? What two or more sports should go together to form a new sport? Do you have any ideas, Carolyn?
Well, I don't know that it's really new since it's traditional in a lot of cultures.
Yeah?
But, like in the Olympics, you have horseback riding and you also have archery. I think they should do archery from the back of a horse.
Whoa, I like that idea. Kind of like earlier this month, I was talking about falconry from the back of a horse. Horseback archery sounds cool, too. Or what about this? We talked about underwater hockey. What about underwater ping pong? Does that sound like a good idea?
Well, it would be really hard to hit the ball with a paddle over the net. And it's only two people. We'll have to revise the rules.
Okay. Well, I guess I could think about this a little bit more. But for now, let's get started with our lesson for today. We're going to be learning about bossa ball and cycle ball. Here we go.
Making old sports new. Bossa ball. This exciting sport is part volleyball and part soccer. But, unlike both of those sports, players jump up and down throughout the game. That's because it's played on an inflatable volleyball court with a trampoline on either side of the net. One player bounces on the trampoline, while up to four others stand around it. A team can touch the ball six times before sending it back across the net. Each player may touch the ball once with arms, or twice with other body parts.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In day two of our sports article, we'll learn about some interesting twists to some games we know and love. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Unlike. Unlike is a preposition. Unlike her classmates, Joyce enjoys daily quizzes. Bounce. Bounce is a verb. Put some air in the ball if it doesn't bounce high enough. Indoor. Indoor is an adjective. The indoor gym is nice, but I'd rather play outside. Catch. Catch is a noun. We want to hire her, but the catch is that she can't start until next month. Your more information words are inflatable. Inflatable is an adjective. Trampoline. Trampoline is a noun. Let's begin.
Well, this is a very exciting sport and very demanding. It is not easy. This is bossa ball. And this exciting sport is part volleyball and part soccer. So they have revised this sport, these two sports, and put them together.
Bossa ball. Actually, the word bossa, it's a Portuguese word. It means a flare of attitude. So maybe you've heard the kind of music bossa nova. It's a kind of music, Latin music. And it certainly has a flare of attitude. When you're listening to it, you can feel it. So, bossa ball. Here, let's get started. This exciting sport is part volleyball and part soccer. Interesting.
It is. And we see that phrase, part something and part something else. So clearly two things that were separate have been taken and put together to make something new, which makes me think of some new fruits. It's part apple and part grape. It's a grapele.
A grapele. Interesting.
You can buy them.
I'd like to try a grapele. Carolyn, have you ever seen a liger?
A liger? Mm-hmm. I think that would be part lion and part tiger.
Exactly. Part lion, part tiger. That is a liger. Have you ever had tea?
I have not.
It's part coffee and part tea. Anyway, it's not a real drink, but you could mix them together and see what it tastes like. Now, if you're talking about a person who is part something, maybe they're part German, part Chinese, and part English. Those are three or more different races put together in a person. But of course, here we're talking about a sport that is part volleyball and part soccer.
That's right. It is part soccer. And here I have a red-colored soccer ball and part volleyball, Gabe.
That's right. Now, we continue here, but unlike both of those sports, players jump up and down throughout the game.
Interesting. That's fantastic. And it is unlike both of those sports. That's a word from our word bank. If something is unlike something else, then it's very different.
That's right. It's different. Unlike the dessert that you made yesterday, I had dessert that was very salty today. You made some very sweet dessert, but I had something today that was unlike what I ate yesterday.
So it was very different, not the same. And that's true because here we're talking about this bosaball game where you have volleyball and soccer ball, or soccer, but unlike both of those sports, the players are jumping throughout the game.
And that's because it's played on an inflatable volleyball court with a trampoline on either side of the net. Okay, so there's an inflatable volleyball court. Most volleyball courts, of course, you're playing on the ground or in the grass or on the beach, but there is an inflatable one here. If you inflate something, that means you're pumping air into it. Just like you pump air into a volleyball, you can inflate this volleyball court.
That's right. And so you can actually jump on the court. It's filled with air, and you can jump into the air on this court. There's also a trampoline on either side of the net. And a trampoline is something that is very fun to bounce on. You can bounce very high on it, as you could see in that picture that was just behind me.
That's right. And of course, one player bounces on the trampoline while up to four players stand around it. So let's take a look at one of our keywords here, the word bounce. I just bounced this volleyball. Now, you can bounce different things. It goes up and down. You could bounce maybe on a trampoline, or you could bounce a ball like I just did.
Oh,
bouncing a ball.
That's right. So the players are bouncing up and down on this inflatable court and on the trampoline, and they get a lot of air. They can go very high up into the air to hit the ball over the net. Now, we see another phrase there. They can have up to four players not on the trampoline. Mm-hmm. Now, up to just means that they can have no more than that number. They can have less than it. Mm-hmm. They can have equal to, but no more than four.
So you could use that phrase up to in another way. Maybe you're playing a game, a board game, and really you can't have more than six people. So you could say up to six people can play this game. Or maybe you're taking a class, or you want to take a class, but only up to 35 people can take that class. The classroom is not big enough for more.
That's right. Well, continuing learning about this fun game, a team can touch the ball six times before sending it back across the net. So each player may touch the ball once with arms or twice with other body parts.
That's right. Now, this is a little bit different from regular or classic volleyball, the team can only touch the ball 3 times. Here in Bosaball, you can touch the ball 6 times. And as far as serving, you can serve any way you want. So just get creative. Something else about Bosaball is that there is a referee. He's called a samba referee. And he's also a DJ providing music. Maybe bossa nova music or other kinds of music like that while you are playing.
Well, it sounds very, very fun. And right now, it is time for us to have some fun by going to the information cloud to see Steve and Ken. And then we'll go to the language lab with Michelle.
This lesson about sports gives us good reason to review the difference between the words win and beat.
Now, some people, even native English speakers, use these two words as if they were synonymous, but they're not. So let's try to clear up the confusion.
Okay, use win when you want to focus on the competition. For example, you win a game or you win a race.
Using beat, on the other hand, puts the focus on the person or the team that loses. You beat your opponent. Your opponent beat you, or your team beat the other team.
Now, when using win, you don't need an object because it's understood or unstated. That's why you can say, we will win, but you cannot say, we will win you.
Right. However, when using beat, you do need that object. For example, we will beat you.
Unless you're trying to gain a person's affection or support. Used in this way, a boy might try to win a girl's affection by sending her flowers. That is the only time win is followed by an object.
But again, to summarize, you win a competition, but you beat a person.
很简单的两个字 win 跟 beat 都跟运动竞赛有关，表示获胜、打败。差别在于 win 的着眼点是 competition, 竞赛。比如说 we won the game, 我们比赛胜利。beat 的着眼点是 person, 人。we beat our opponent, 我们打败了对手，或是 they beat us, 他们把我们打败。另一个差别是 beat 是及物动词，需要有个受词。比如说 we will beat you, 我们会把你打败。win 是个不及物动词，不需要受词。比如说 we will win,我们将获胜，不要说 we will win you。 但 win 呢也可以当及物动词，只是意思变成获得、赢得什么。你可以 win a girl's heart， 赢得一个女孩的芳心。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle。 首先我们来看的是 unlike 这个介系词， un 是否定的字首， like 是指相似的，所以 unlike 是指和某个对象不同，或者是不像某个人。例如 unlike most teenagers, Ricky doesn't like playing online games. 与大部分的青少年不同， Ricky 并不喜欢玩线上游戏。或者是 it was so unlike Alex to talk back to his teacher. Alex 竟然和老师顶嘴，真的非常不像他。接下来我们来看的是 inflatable 这个形容词。IN 这个字首是指进入，所以 inflatable 是指可充气的或者是可膨胀的。例如 kids are playing in the inflatable castle， 小朋友在充气的城堡里面玩，或者是 the inflatable pad is part of our camping equipment， 这个充气式的垫子是我们的露营装备之一。它的动词是 inflate， INFLATE， 意思是指充气或使膨胀。例如 the flight attendant is demonstrating how to inflate a life jacket. 空服员正在示范如何将救生衣充气。
So far in our lesson today about making old sports new,we talked about a special sport called bossa ball, where you combine soccer and volleyball. But unlike both of those sports, players are jumping up and down throughout the game. And that's because there's an inflatable volleyball court and a trampoline involved. So somebody is jumping up and down on the trampoline, and up to 4 players are around on the volleyball court. This is a very exciting sport. If you don't really understand what it's like, you can go to YouTube and watch a video of Bosaball for yourself. Right now, it's time for us to continue our lesson, learning about another interesting sport, cycle ball.
Making old sports new. Cycle ball. Another fun game to watch, cycle ball is like indoor soccer on wheels. Each player rides a special bike designed for the game. Like soccer, a team must put the ball in a goal. However, there is a catch. The ball can only be touched with the bike's wheels or the players' heads. This game requires a lot of practice to learn the skills needed. Though these sports may not be common, give them a look or even a try.
Gabe! Gabe, where'd you go?
Carolyn, I am here.
Are you wanting to play cycle ball?
Yes, Carolyn, how did you know?
Well, I hate to tell you, Gabe, but I don't think you can use that for cycle ball.
What? I can't use my awesome bicycle for cycle ball?
Well, cycle ball bicycles are very special. They don't have any brakes.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they only have one gear.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to buy a smaller bicycle for cycle ball. Well, I am here to ask you, Carolyn, do you believe in cycle ball?
I do believe cycle ball is a sport, and we're going to learn about it today.
Okay, well, let's start talking about it here. We read another fun game to watch. Cycle ball is like indoor soccer on wheels. Yes, the soccer ball is a little bit smaller, and of course, the bicycle is a little smaller.
Yes, so this ball and that bike are not really suitable for cycle ball, but it is okay. We are going to continue learning about this fun sport. It is indoor soccer on wheels. Now, we have a word from our word bank right there, the word indoor. Let's look at that. Now, if something is indoor, it is inside.
That's right. You play it inside, like indoor soccer. Have you ever played indoor soccer? It's quite a fun sport to play. Now, if you do something indoor, you describe it as being indoor. The opposite is outdoor, of course. You could play something outdoors. That is an outdoor sport.
That's right. And you may have heard Gabe just add an S to that word, outdoor and outdoors. There is a little bit of a difference between the two words, just like indoor and indoors.
That's right. Okay, well, let's continue learning about cycle ball. Each player rides a special bike designed for the game. Not like my big bike here. This is not designed for cycle ball.
No, but it is a nice bike, Gabe. It just is not right for this game because cycle ball bikes do not have any brakes and they're smaller and, well, this ball does not really work for the game either.
It's true. Now we see here, like soccer, a team must put the ball in a goal. Yeah, that's what you do in soccer. We read here, however, there is a catch. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. Carolyn, what is a catch?
Well, a catch is a difficulty or a problem that you didn't expect. Everything is going very well, and suddenly there is a catch. Some problem has come up. Maybe you hear a great deal. Mm-hmm. Something is just too good to be true. You might ask the person, "What's the catch?"
I think that's a good thing to ask. If something does seem like it's really good, maybe too good to be true, maybe it's even free. Well, very few things in life are free. What's the catch, you might ask? That happened to me once. I was online and there was an advertisement for a free iPhone. And so I continued and it said I had to sign up for many things and I had to subscribe to a lot of things. So of course, there was a catch. There's no such thing as a free iPhone.
Of course not, Gabe. Well, there was a catch, and here there is a catch in this game. The ball can only be touched with the bike's wheels or the players' heads. That is very different from soccer because you can use your feet in soccer. But here, the wheels on the bike are like your feet.
That's right. So this game requires a lot of practice to learn the skills needed. Of course, if you are a soccer player, you already have great skills using your feet to kick the soccer ball. But this game here, cycle ball, requires a lot of other skills so that you can play this game.
That's right. And though these sports may not be common, give them a look or even a try.
All right. Give it a look or even a try. Hey, Carolyn, I'd like to give it a try. How about you throw that ball at my wheel here?
Well, why don't we first see what Liz has waiting for us in the grammar gym, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, that's a good idea. But still, throw the ball at the wheel here.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah!
Yeah! This is pretty good.
I can play cycle ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. We find this statement in today's article. Though these sports may not be common, give them a look or even a try. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase, to give something a look. It's an expression that means to look at something with attention. Usually, we use it to talk about dealing with something new and trying to learn something about it. For example, Jerry saw a strange statue not far from him, and he decided to walk over and give it a look. Or, the manager handed the report to his secretary and asked her to give it a look. Now it's your turn to practice. Think of something that is new, something that a person can give some attention to and learn something about, and practice using this phrase. And if you turn to today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 indoor 这个形容词。indoor 是指室内的，例如 an indoor swimming pool 是指室内游泳池，或者是 indoor sports 是指室内的运动。它的副词是字尾加上 s, indoors。例如 the cold weather kept the kids indoors, 冷天让孩子们都留在室内。indoor 的反义字就是 outdoor, 例如 outdoor exercises 是指户外的运动，副词也是同样字尾再加上 s, 例如 it's great to go outdoors and get some fresh air, 去户外走走呼吸新鲜空气很舒服。所以我们看的是 catch 这个名词， catch 当动词是指抓或者是接住，但是在这里当名词意思是指圈套、陷阱或者是隐藏的困难，例如 the job offer is way too good, there must be a catch somewhere, 这个工作条件太好了，哪里一定有问题，或者是 the restaurant provides meals, but the catch is that you'll be too busy to eat, 餐厅会提供餐点，但是问题是你会忙到没有时间吃饭。 And now let's return to our lesson.
Well, I've really enjoyed learning about these different sports, making old sports new. So we've talked about underwater hockey and chess boxing, and of course we've talked about bossa ball and psycho ball. Now, would you like to play one of these sports, or do you just like playing the old classic sports like basketball and volleyball and soccer? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think that these sports are pretty interesting, and I'd like to give them a try. Mm-hmm. Maybe chess boxing could be my sport.
Yeah, well, we tried that, and we found out that you don't really understand how to play because you keep hitting the person playing chess.
Well, you're not playing chess now.
No, I'm cycling. Oh, you want to create a new one, cycle boxing.
That sounds really fun.
Okay,
Let's try it.
Before we start playing this, friends, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you. Yeah, let's play cycle boxing.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.